Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, you guys, it's Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk about the week of September 8th through the 15th. This is the week, guys. This is the week of the year, the most intense week that we are going to experience, and it all starts tomorrow. So let me tell you about the major things that are unfolding in this week ahead. We have the final Saturn-Neptune square. So we are feeling the build-up to that right now. If you're listening live, it completes on Saturday the 10th. And this is the peak last challenge to overcome in an ongoing test that began last fall around this time. And it would be over with this weekend, except for the fact that we then have a full moon lunar eclipse at the end of next week. And we enter the belt of that, which means the influence that it can have upon us on Sunday the 11th. And part of that is the ruler of Neptune. This is a lunar eclipse in Pisces. So we have a major peak on Saturday the 10th, and then we have a completion by next Friday the 16th. And so between Saturday and the end of the week, something is culminating in a major way between Saturn and Neptune, with Neptune having the epic completion. So I'm going to go through what that means for every sign here in a minute. You guys who've been listening to this or reading my stuff already pretty much know. You're like, oh, dear God, let it be over. And yes, it's almost over. The good news with this, as I've also mentioned before, is this does not come back around from these two signs for another 130 years. So whatever it is that happens karmically, fatedly in this week ahead, you know, we just suffer it once and then we move on, right? So we have that going on, and you probably are very aware. I know on the global stage, as we've all seen the dramas playing out, you know, with religions and politics and banking and all the insanity that's been going on this last year, we can expect some kind of mega peak with some kind of scenario in this week ahead, maybe more than one. But in your own personal life, you've been going through your own test, and again, this is the final hurdle to overcome. And then we start to move out of that, and we're just dealing with wherever that lands us, and we do not have to come into another confrontation as we move through this. So yay, and there's that. The other major thing I want to talk about, and I'm really going to kind of, I think I'm going to start with this, because this is really kind of the over-the-top energy. This is Jupiter getting ready to move into Libra on Friday, September 9th, for the first time in 12 years. And it is going to travel through Libra until October 10th of 2017, giving us about 13 months of growth opportunity ahead of us in the Libra-ruled arenas. And so, you know, anybody that's new to astrology, Libra rules relationships, serious relationships. And so we are entering into one of the biggest growth years of our life, year plus a month, to see some kind of growth via our partnerships. This can be romantic or business partnerships. Through our clients, through our representatives like agents or attorneys, through our specialists and experts, through dealing with competitors or open enemies, through what we do with advocates. So, you know, and then thinking about Jupiter themes with all of that, it will play out through, you know, travel, foreign interest, legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, religion, politics, weddings. So there you have the overview with that. Every sign will experience it slightly differently. So I would like to first say, you know, when you're thinking about entering into this big growth year with Libra, think back to the last times that this occurred. This happened between the fall of 2004 and 2005. Before that, the fall of 1992 to 1993. Before that, the fall of 1980 to 1981. And before that, the fall of 1968 to 1969. And so here we go again. And if I'm going to write an article about this in detail, which I'll probably post tomorrow on Friday the 9th. You guys will be able to go over to the zoemoon.blogspot.com and read that. It'll give a lot more detail. But, you know, it gives you some kind of framework to think about, you know, how were you set off on a new 12-year course? Was there a big, huge swoosh that came in and removed relationships that might be blocking growth? Did it attract new relationships that could help you expand your horizons? I think that it's also important to recognize that in Libra, we're also looking about topics like justice and balance and equality and higher aesthetics. And so there may have been some of that opening up in your life and setting you on a new 12-year cycle at that point in the past. And so this is where we're heading again. And when we look at Jupiter's traverse through Libra over the next 13 months, because Jupiter is the fastest moving of the slow-moving bodies, it is going to come in contact with all of the outer bodies and set up very specific trends for all of us that are important to this growth. So I want to kind of touch on that. One of them is that Jupiter over this year and ahead is going to make adjustment aspects to the planet Neptune. Neptune is the one that's building, you know, this week ahead of us and that we're peaking with this eclipse. So when we're talking about those themes, it's going to mean that for this growth to happen in your year ahead with those partners and clients and specialists and representatives and opponents, et cetera, you're going to need to make some adjustments to the Neptune themes, which means you're going to want to be adaptive to, art and music and film and dance and poetry, and you want to adjust around healing or dealing with addictions or hospitals or retreats. You want to be adaptive with your spiritual growth or practices, prayer, meditation, yoga. You want to look at research and development and where you are on that path. And then romance in the Piscean Neptune field is about time that you set aside privately to engage romantically with somebody, or about clandestine romances that need to be kept secretive in some way, or about the romantic retreats that you plan where you're going to get away somewhere. And so, again, making those adjustments so that this growth can happen, whatever that is. Again, it can be about ending something that's blocking the happiness you want in relationship, or opening up for more happiness or more prosperity through Jupiter by these adjustments that you make, bang in, or attracting somebody new. All right, number two, Jupiter is going to form opportunity aspects to Saturn and Sagittarius. This is wonderful because Saturn is about getting serious. Saturn is about making some long-term commitments. Saturn is about final endings that will go rather well under this configuration in the year ahead. Saturn is about how you're handling the responsibilities in your life. So maybe you'll find that perfect partner, you know, to take on some of the slack for you, or, you know, that specialist who can pick it up for you. It is about your ambitions and your status in life. And so this opportunity alignment to the right people that you're forming these relationships with, or taking these relationships further into that next chapter, this all looks very promising. And because Saturn's in Sagittarius, you know, Jupiter rules Sagittarius, so again, we're kind of doubling up the power of the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, foreign, religious, political, wedding themes in the mix. All right, so number three, Jupiter is going to square Pluto. Now, this is a big badass configuration, excuse my French. Jupiter squaring Pluto, you know, Pluto is the most intense energy out there. And so during this year ahead, we're going to feel a square is a frictional energy pattern. So we're going to be pushed, or we are going to push for something. So it is going to be dynamic. It is going to get some activity flowing out there in the world at large and in our own personal lives. And with Pluto, it's up there in the midheaven of the natural zodiac right now. So it's really about the goals or those authority type figures and leaders or our career direction. But we have to concentrate on Pluto themes. This is where the push is. So we need to look at these relationships that we're going into and how this growth opportunity can happen, and then how we want to deal with Pluto so that we can get. Pluto is asking that we deal with the financial scenario and not income. I don't mean income with that. I mean everything else. So the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, the alimony and child support and partners' money, the commissions, the royalties, you know. So really you are going to want to get in there with one of these people and really push for something bigger in those financial arenas. Pluto also has a personal side to it. So we can also see some kind of major push here involving our sex life, sexual attractions, sexual dysfunction, sexual needs, you know, and where you want to take that. It rules reproduction, so there might be a big push. Maybe you'll see that specialist who can help you have the baby, or maybe you will go through a reproductive change in your life and see a specialist about that, or maybe you'll partner with somebody reproductively. It rules divorce, so Jupiter being in the sign of relationships, this can help you find the right representative for that divorce scenario, or help you find the right, counselor to help the marriage not end up in divorce, you know. So this can give that a big push. Pluto rules death and birth, so there may be, you know, somebody's passing or somebody new coming into the world, and you're setting up, maybe you're going to set up the legal foundation through an attorney, you know, that can help with what's going on in one of those scenarios. Or you and your partner are going to, you know, travel to deal with that birth or that passing, you know. So however that combo plays out, this would be a big year around that. And then finally, Pluto rules triangles, third-party scenarios. So part of the growth and expansion through these one-on-one relationships is going to be about, you know, maybe you need to sit down with somebody to work out how you and your partner are going to deal with the clients, or, you know, you and the therapist are going to deal with the partner. You know, something like that, right? So figure out what your triangle scenarios are. This is the frictional energy. The big push in this year ahead is Jupiter squaring Pluto. Fourth, Jupiter is going to make adjustments to Chiron. Chiron is our soul wound, something that we carry with us into this lifetime that we have a hard time overcoming because we feel vulnerable about that spot within ourselves. And so this year, this adjustment is saying that by giving and taking a little bit through this person, this partner, this therapist, this counselor, this specialist, this representative, we can start to address that wound in some way. And so that's a very powerful configuration. And I would suggest everybody, you know, try to be as open as you can about those themes as you're moving forward. Number five, Jupiter is going to oppose Uranus. Yes, it is. I'm telling you. And this is over the relationship axis. So, you know, when I gave you those dates to look back on between, you know, last time Jupiter was here in Libra, 2004 to 2005, 92 to 93, 80 to 81, 68 to 69, there was no Jupiter opposing Uranus in those years. And there was also no Jupiter squaring Pluto in those years. And there was also no Jupiter adjusting to Neptune and Chiron in those years. So we are looking at a very much more powerful scenario for key relationships because of this. So the opposition to Uranus means that there are going to be some extremely exciting scenarios playing out between you and some one-on-one key relationships. There can also be a few shocking surprises. There can be some shakeups. There can be some genius breakthrough inventive moments. Uranus is that roller coaster. So it is going to really shake things up to awaken each one of us via these big relationships that are moving in. So if you need help in freeing yourself, or you need help in pursuing that original project or idea, or you want to really be inventive and spontaneous with that partner, or try something new with the clients, you know, this opposition to Uranus is going to bring that throughout this year ahead. And again, when you guys go and read the article that I'm going to put out about this, I will have the key dates when these things are peaking, so you can kind of know when it'll be the most intense over this year ahead. The opposition to Uranus is definitely going to bring some wild moments in this year ahead. And then finally, number six, Jupiter is going to form an opportunity aspect, meaning the door is wide open here to the north node of destiny once it moved into Leo. And I believe this is really going to start to take place in the summer next year and then moving into the fall. And this is major. This means that, you know, here we have Jupiter in the sign of long-term committed relationships, whether that's personal or business. And it is going to form this open door opportunity to the direction of our destiny through Leo themes, meaning that the door opens to true love. The door opens to where we're meant to go with children. The door opens to our creative destiny with those creative projects and talents. The door opens to recreational pursuits. And so that is, like, to me, the most optimistic, although I do think the opportunity at Saturn with long-term commitments and serious structures and ambitions is very fortuitous as well. This North Node of Destiny moment, I think, you know, that really starts to come into play next summer is going to take all of us on a very interesting course. And so, you know, if I'm going to go ahead and talk about the signs here, Aries, you know, when we're talking about this Jupiter, you know, year and month, 13-month long transit, for you guys, it is about forming or rethinking and going in a new direction with serious relationships straight up. And a lot of that has to do with how you see yourself. So you can expect this to be one of those off-the-chart years where you either reinvent yourself or you start to see a bigger, better side of yourself because of this reflection opposite you from Jupiter. It is an amazing year for you guys to decide what relationship corridor you would like to go down. Do you want to focus all this power here in romantic developing or expanding on romantic relationships, or hopefully just one there? Do you want to focus it on really building your client base? Do you want to focus it on an all-out war with an open enemy? Do you want to focus it on seeking out a specialist who can help you better yourself in some way? Do you want to focus it on representatives who can help you reach that next level? So you really want to think about where you want to take this. It's going to be, you know, a pretty amazing period for you guys where a lot can happen depending on what you choose. And in all of this, you're thinking about Jupiter themes with these people. Do you do this but through weddings, through legal channels, through educational pursuits, through travel or foreign interests, through media, marketing, broadcasting, through religion or politics, for Aries. For Taurus, this year ahead is going to ask for adjustments from your sign. And I should say, as I go through this, read this for your solar sign. Also read this for your rising. So find the two signs that represent your solar and your rising and make a combination in your mind about how this is going to play out. So for Taurus or Taurus rising, these adjustments are going to be very important to getting what you want to see happen here. So you want to kind of give and take. And for Taurus, you're going to be giving and taking in the work arena. So, you know, by adapting a little bit about maybe the way that you approach your routine in work or with the coworkers you work with, or the people you hire, or the way you organize yourself, that will really lead to the benefits of this. Also, there may be something, you know, a personal relationship that thrives and grows out of the work you're doing in this year ahead. You know, and these people that you connect with will be the ones that can really take you further, so the representatives and the specialists and the clients, right? You also want to be adaptive when it comes to health. And so, you know, whether that means you are kind of taking care of your own health or somebody else's health, or you're behind a health product, you know, giving and taking and working on ways to adapt around that will help you with the growth. There could be animal adaptations in this year ahead that will help you. You know, if you haven't had a pet, maybe it's time to get a pet and start walking the dog, and you're going to meet that stellar relationship while out in the dog park, you know. Or some other version of that scenario. And what else? Paperwork. There may be some adjustments you need to make with paperwork. So you might seek out that new attorney or that, you know, representative who can help you get that better deal, you know, that better contract through the adjustments you make through paperwork. So keep an eye on the ways that you can give and take in those areas. Again, major growth year for you in all relationships and with every sign that will happen through legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. Just this adds in this other set of topics for each sign as we go through it. So for Gemini, you know, these relationship growth opportunities for you guys are going to be in a trine for the year ahead. This is Gemini and Gemini rising. This is a harmonic. This is one of the best aspects there are. Things should go smoothly for the Geminis. And it is going to be harmonic to your fifth house of true love, creativity, fun, and recreation, and children. And so these relationships that are going to either enter brand new into your life or are going to grow into that next stage through Jupiter here are going to help you enhance your love life or your creative prospects or what you're doing with kids or for fun. So again, seek out those partners and clients and agents and attorneys and specialists and seek out how you can open this all up through Jupiter themes of legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political arenas. For Cancer, this is a square. I'm a Cancer. But I'm a Gemini rising, so I get a little bit of both here. Okay, so for Cancer, the square is a challenge. The square is frictional. You're going to be pushing or you're going to be pushed. And you might be a little bit of both in this year ahead. So if you want that next level of growth with that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, opposition, competitor, you're going to be pushing for it, or somebody's going to push you into doing more. And so, you know, if you get pushed out of your shell a little bit and you have to, you know, expand a little bit to get what you want, be willing to do that. You want to get out of your comfort zone a little bit in this year ahead if you're a Cancer or Cancer rising. And the way that that's going to play out for Cancer rising is going to be focused on things that are happening in your home or with real estate deals, with moves, with renovations, with family, with parents or roommates. So think about the core root of your chart and who the significant, maybe it's the time to get that realtor to help you with the selling the property or the move or signing the lease, or maybe it's time to, you know, get the attorney over the family estate, or, you know, whatever this is, you're going to need to push yourself for that growth. And again, go down Jupiter channels, legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes. For Leo and Leo rising, this year ahead is going to form a sextile, which is an opportunity aspect. The door is wide open for the Leos and the Leo risings out there. And it is a pretty fabulous year for you guys to connect to these relationships and or take current ones further. And it's all going to really focus on the third house of communication and local environment for Leo. So really, this is a big year for offers and proposals. It's a huge year for talks and meetings that take place, a huge year for writing and interviews and auditions, a huge year for sales and agreements. Locally, you know, anything you get involved with your community, your neighborhood, your town, short trips to nearby places can open these doors. And then there is a mundane side of this for Leo. This can also play out through brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, and electronics. So you might go to the electronics store and meet the next partner. You might, you know, purchase some electronics to open up your client base. You might, you know, I don't know, your sibling might throw a party and you meet somebody special through them, you know. So the combination here with the communication and with the local environmental themes are where these relationships with partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and dealing with the competition are going to take you down that better road. And these should open wide for you. Again, think Jupiter themes, legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, and political themes. For Virgo, this is forming a mini opportunity aspect in this year ahead. And to me, my view of this is the mini opportunity aspect, positive one, the door is open, but it is like either you already know the people that are going to be involved, or you've already had the brilliant idea or the concept, or it's something you're already involved in working on, and then, you know, you're going to be able to take it that step further. And so, Virgo, you really want to hone in on these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, dealing with the competition or opponent, and realize that for Virgo, this is going to focus a lot on your second house, which means, you know, the opportunities here are going to involve making money for you guys. It's going to involve your possessions or your product, or it's going to involve purchases. So that, you know, personal flow of money and objects in and out for Virgo, it's a really big deal how these people can benefit that. And again, you're going to find this flowing through the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes of Jupiter. For Libra, this is a huge growth year for you guys, very special year for you guys because you are hosting Jupiter in your sign. This is a conjunction, which means it focuses on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or any big personal goal, desire, need that you have set before you. And obviously, you know, there are going to be people that will show up in this year ahead that will help you get there. So it's a year for Libras to go ahead and be selfish a little bit when it comes to this. Focus on what it is you need for that personal happiness or prosperity or growth. Rely on those outside people to cross your path. Reach out to them. Don't, you know, don't not be proactive, but know that, you know, a lot of this is going to focus on where you're going. And again, involve those Jupiter themes. Can you get where you want to be through travel or through education or through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing? Legal channels, weddings, religion, politics. Be proactive about going into these arenas so that you can experience the biggest growth of a 12-year cycle. For Scorpio, there is a mini opportunity aspect happening for you guys, same as with Virgo, only from a different house. Scorpio, again, I feel like a lot of either the people that are going to be involved in this growth you already know, or the ideas, there are ideas that have already been there on the table and you're going to maybe activate those in this particular year. So think about taking things that you already know about and taking them into that next level while this door is open. And you're going to do that by connecting and forming or taking things further with romantic or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, dealing with the competitors or opponents. And for Scorpio, you guys are going to do this through the 12th house. So, wow, right? You know, the 12th house is about our past life and those karmic threads that tie us to people throughout time. So some of that's going to start to open up in this year ahead. The 12th house is about the muse. And so some of this will play out through painting or poetry or dance or film or music or any muse-related topic. The 12th house is about clandestine romance or karmic romance, private, you know, romantic getaways and trysts. So some of it could play out in that arena. The spiritual life, and so your prayer, meditation, yoga classes, you know, anything that you're pursuing there can help expand this. Magical interests or psychic abilities can open this up. This can also be a focus on healing or dealing with addictions or hospitals for Scorpio, and can also be something involving research and development that you're doing in this year ahead that can open this stuff up with these specific relationships. So in all of that for Scorpio, one-on-one with these key people through those arenas, and you really want to involve Jupiter. Do you do that through travel, education, media, marketing, broadcasting, legal, wedding, religious, political themes. For Sagittarius, this starts, you know, on September 9th for you guys, like everybody else. You're going to have 13 months of growth. And for Sagittarius, this is a sextile, which is a full-on opportunity aspect for you guys. Doors wide open. Things should just manifest for you if you walk through these doors. It is going to hook you up with the right partners, clients, specialists, attorneys, agents, you know, help you deal with the competition, whatever that might be. And for Sagittarius, it's going to play out in your 11th house. This is the house of your dreams and aspirations, and it's kind of a wish fulfillment house. So you really do want to aim high in this year ahead. It is also the social house. So for Sag, a lot of this good stuff with your one-on-one relationships can manifest through what you do with friends, what you do in groups activities, what you do online, what you do in connection to astrology or charities or social networking or gatherings of any sort. And so you definitely, you know, this is relationship-oriented and socially-oriented for Sag, so it's a kind of a banner year for you guys to get out. And further, whatever you're doing through those Jupiter themes of media, marketing, broadcasting, education, travel, legal, wedding, religious, or political ideals. For Capricorn, this is going to form a square for you guys. So again, Capricorn or Capricorn rising, you know, this is a frictional year, the same as it is for the Cancers out there. So Capricorn, but from a different house for Capricorn. So Capricorn, you know, you really want to push harder for this big stuff to happen, or you're going to feel pushed, and that push will shove you into the right direction because Jupiter is the planet involved. This is for your betterment. And so you do want to kind of get in there and give it all you've got in this year ahead. And we're talking about how you're going to do that, you know, to reach where you want to go with your romantic or business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your advocates, dealing with the competition and all of that. And for Capricorn, this frictional energy is going to push in three areas. It is either about really pushing to reach that big personal goal that you have. It's pushing to deal with that next level of career expansion. Or it is pushing when it comes to dealing with higher up slash authority figures. So dealing with a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director, anybody like that. And so, you know, get in there, connect with the people you need to move this forward, and look for those Jupiter themes, legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes to help you get there. For Aquarius, you guys are going to experience the trine, and this is a harmonic. It is a very lovely aspect where things just kind of flow smoothly for you guys. So the Aquarians can kind of fall into this year where they can connect with or take things to the next level with those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competition. And for Aquarius, it's in the ninth house, which is the Sagittarius ruled house, I mean the Jupiter Sag ruled house anyway. So it's all about what you do with these people through travel or at a distance, through legal means, through educational pursuits, through weddings, through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, through religion or politics. This should go very well for you guys, so aim high, right? And finally, for Pisces, this is going to be a year where you're going to be making adjustments to really reach that thing you want with these key relationships. And it's a very powerful year for the. Keep in mind that the more that you adapt just a little bit, give a little bit, or tweak that thing a little bit, work around what you have to work out around, the more that you bend, the more you're going to get. And so, you know, whatever that means for you when you're dealing with romantic or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, you're going to be doing this based on eighth house needs. And for Pisces, this means these adjustments are going to play out around financially shared arenas. So it can be about, you know, maybe you need to get a different financial advisor. Maybe you need to go in and take out a little bit different kind of loan or deal with a new way of doing taxes or get a better insurance policy. Maybe you know, it's time to deal with investments or settlements or alimony or child support or commissions or royalties, you know, whatever that outside financial flow might be. Maybe it's your partner's money, you know. And so get that little bit of adjustment that's happening there around the financial scene can help you open your world up via these key relationships. And then on the personal side of this, there can be adjustments in this year ahead about where you are intimately or sexually with somebody, where you are on your reproductive track with somebody. So you might find that great specialist who can help you or that partner who wants to go down that road with you. Anything involving divorce, if you need to make some adjustments to either not have the divorce or to have the divorce, you know, wherever you are in your life story, this year will help you get those adjustments put into place. Anything involving a death or a birth and the adaptations you make through those attorneys or partners or representatives that are helping you with that. And anything involving third-party scenarios for Pisces. And so the give and take when working in more than a one-on-one scenario can definitely empower you and lead you into the right path with these relationships. And in all of that, just like with all the other signs, you want to look at how you do that through Jupiter, which means, you know, is it involving travel or education, legal, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious or political needs in the mix. So it's a huge, huge year of growth for everybody in those arenas. And when we look at the challenge that we have over this week ahead, as far as bust through this last Saturn-Neptune square and then Neptune Pisces coming to the peak under the lunar eclipse, for Aries, you guys are looking at, you know, how do you deal with the real issues or commitments or serious structuring around that legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political theme. And you're looking at what's going to peak over this week ahead with this lunar eclipse involving your healing, the addictions, the hospitals, what's peaking around any kind of retreat or romantic clandestine scenario with your spiritual practices or your artistic pursuits, or what's going on with research and development behind closed doors. For Taurus, this week will bring this, square to a head as you get real and serious about the financial scenario in your life, or the divorce, or the sex life, the reproductive needs, the third-party triangle scenario, a death or a birth. And then the Neptune side of things that is coming to a very big peak with a major ending or a completion for you has to do with either your aspirations, your freedom, your original ideas, or something playing out in the social realm with you, with a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings of some sort. With Gemini, as you're pushing through this last square in this week ahead and the culmination with Neptune, you're getting real with the Saturn side of things with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, opponent, competitor. And so that's, you know, commitments or endings or structuring things there. And then what's culminating with the Neptune side of things for you has to do with something peaking with a personal goal or your career or an authority figure in the mix, like a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, somebody. For Cancer, as you're pushing through this peak in the week ahead with Saturn squaring Neptune for the final time and then Neptune climaxing in the lunar eclipse, the serious side of things where you're looking for commitments or endings or structuring of things has to do with your work or your health or the animals or the paperwork, coworkers or hired help. And the Neptune side that is culminating in a big, you know, achievement or ending has to do with legal, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, travel, wedding, religious or political themes. For Leo, as you push through this last week of the Saturn-Neptune square, the last hurdle here, and you see something peak with that Neptune energy with the lunar eclipse by the end of the week, the Saturn side is about getting real, getting serious, noting your endings or commitments or structuring, what's real, what's solid for you when it comes to true love, when it comes to children, when it comes to creative prospects, or when it comes to recreation in your life. And the Neptune side of this that is going to culminate in a big, you know, achievement or wrap up or ending of something is going to either be about your sex life or your reproductive life, the divorce, a death, a birth, or something in the big financial arena for you that is finally hitting that high point in this week ahead. For Virgo, as you push through this final Saturn-Neptune square and then the lunar eclipse bringing the Piscean side of that to a head in this week ahead, Virgo, the serious side, the Saturn side, where you have commitments and endings and ambitions and structuring of things, is focused on your home or your family or real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, roommates. And the Neptune side that is peaking with a big, ending or celebration or achievement is focused on relationships, so something going on with a partner or a client or a specialist or agent or attorney or opponent or competitor. For Libra in this week ahead, as you deal with the final Saturn-Neptune square and this culmination with the lunar eclipse in the Piscean arena, this is going to be about getting serious with your talks and meetings, your offers and agreements and sales, interviews, writing, short trips, local activities, or it could be something in the mundane side of things, getting serious about something going on with a brother, sister, neighbor, the vehicles, the electronics. And then something is peaking for you with Neptune, as it either comes through or ends, that has to do with your work, coworker, hired help, your health scenario, the animals, the paperwork, or some kind of organizational situation for you guys. For Scorpio, as you push through this final Saturn-Neptune square and then see things really reach a climax under the Piscean-Neptune side of this through this week ahead. The Saturn side is the last push to get really serious and real about endings or commitments or structuring things that you need to make money or to deal with your possessions or products or to deal with your purchases. And then the Neptune climax here in the whole scenario has to do with something coming to a big ending or resolution or achievement or celebration involving your love life or the children, the creative process or projects or recreational pursuits. For Sagittarius in this push ahead in the week that has to do with the last Saturn-Neptune square and finally something peaking under the lunar eclipse with the Neptune side of that, Sag, the Saturn side about getting very serious and ending some things or making some commitments or structuring things differently is focused on you, what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some personal need or desire that you have. And then the culmination with the Neptune side of this and the eclipse is going to focus on something peaking in an ending or achievement or celebration with the home or the roommate or the real estate deal, the renovation, the move, the parent, the family scenario. For Capricorn, this final Saturn-Neptune square in this week ahead and then the peak with the lunar eclipse by the end of the week is going to be pushing you to get serious about behind-the-scenes activities, karmic, past life unions, clandestine romance, research and development, healing in hospitals, addictions, boundary issues, artistic pursuits, or spiritual practices. I know it's a lot for you guys. And the Neptune side of this, which is going to culminate in a big ending or a big celebration or achievement, is bringing something to a head with a talk, a meeting, an offer, a proposal, an agreement, a sale, the writing, the interview, or something in that mundane realm around short trips, local activities, a brother, a sister, a neighbor, the vehicles, or electronics. For Aquarius, you guys are going into this last Saturn-Neptune square, the last challenge here, and you're also going to see something peak with this lunar eclipse on one side of this. So big week for this, for getting real, getting serious about endings or commitments or structuring things. When it comes to your personal aspirations, your freedom, your original ideas, And also, Aquarius, your social scenario, what's going on with friends, groups you're affiliated with, what you do online, what you do in connection to astrology or charities, what you do at gatherings or parties or events. And then the Neptune side of this for Aquarius that's culminating with a big ending or achievement or celebration has to do with your personal income, your possessions, your product, your purchases, or about being valued or what you value. And then Pisces, as you push through this last Saturn-Neptune square and you see this big lunar eclipse in your own sign by the end of the week bringing something to a head, you know, the Saturn side of this has been trying to get you to get real and serious about ending some things or making commitments or structuring them differently. When it comes to your life goals, when it comes to your career direction, and when it comes to certain key significant authority figures in your life, like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director, somebody like that. And so you're going to be dealing with something there in this week ahead. And then Neptune is pushing for some kind of big ending or achievement or celebration about you. So whatever is coming to a peak with your own needs, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title in this week ahead, you're going to feel that push towards that. And so, guys, we have this major, major configuration with Saturn-Neptune. Hasn't happened since 1979, will not happen again for another 130 years. And here we go, resolving that in the week ahead. We have a very powerful full moon lunar eclipse activating one side of this. And then we have Jupiter moving into the relationship zone for the first time in 12 years. So we are off to the races. I wish everybody the best in surmounting this major week ahead. It's Zoe Moon, and you guys can always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I will be back next week, same time, to talk about what's coming next. Have a great one.